back at Boomer Field. End of first quarter, scoreless game. And let's pause 10 seconds here for station identification. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network. This is your home for Classic Bowl 34. It is K101 KWOX Woodward.
And we have the Leland Searcy down talking to the photographer. I wonder if he's wanting to get him a good action shot, you know, where he's throwing the flag, you know.
Wanting to go out on and hang up on the mantle.
Yeah. Maybe he's wanting to say, I got to have something to put on the wall here.
Yeah, we are getting ready here. Now, talk a little about that first quarter, Chris. What were your impressions here so far early? We got some defense quickly here.
I just think that the turnover was huge because it looked like the West was going to go in and score. East never gave up, stripped the ball. And that's one of the problems with maybe second effort sometimes is you hold yourself up and you're open to losing the football. That's what happened. And now the West is moving the football. So we're starting to see some bend, but we haven't seen these defenses break yet. So far, we're just scoreless.
All right, now we're going to throw it to the PA. We're going to talk. We're going to hand out some awards. It's a big night here. We're going to give out the Classic Bowl
honors. The Classic Bowl activities. This year, the university went even further and hosted Classic Bowl band participants on their Alva campus for 3 days of rehearsals. We welcome Northwestern Oklahoma State University to our list of Classic Bowl legends. Representing Northwestern is President Janet Cunningham, who will retire from her position at the end of after 16 years of leading the university. Through its continuous sponsorship, Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma has provided the 101 Classic Bowl with invaluable support. Farm Credit's commitment to Classic Bowl is one of the reasons Classic Bowl participants never have to pay a cent to be a part of the celebration. We thank Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma for supporting Classic Bowl and honor them as a Classic Bowl legend. Representing Farm Credit is Lance England. The Bank of Western Oklahoma has a long-standing reputation of supporting the Tri-State's youth. From stock shows to football fields, this reputation includes support of Classic Bowl. Time and time again, the Bank of Western Oklahoma helps make Classic Bowl the Tri-State's grandest spectacle. Representing the Bank of Western Oklahoma is Josh Howard and Mesa McCormick. In both good times and bad times, CF Industries has always been a loyal partner of the Classic Bowl Foundation, providing major sponsor support that allows participants to have a first-class experience. A number of CF Industries personnel also play pivotal roles in Classic Bowl Week. We are honored to add CF Industries as a Classic Bowl legend. Representing CF Industries is Brian Flanagan. Classic Bowl simply would not be possible without the support of the Woodward Public Schools. Each year, Woodward Schools provide the venues for most of Classic Bowl's competitions and special events, and school personnel have spent countless hours working to make Classic Bowl an unforgettable experience for the participants. The Classic Bowl Foundation is grateful for the partnership with the Woodward Public Schools and is proud to honor it as a Classic Bowl legend. Representing Woodward Public Schools is board member B.J. Williams, who played in Classic Bowl 19. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our fifth Hall of Fame class of Classic Bowl legends.
All right, the fifth Classic Bowl Legends Hall of Fame class, and you know, a great night for everybody out there being honored, and we've honored Leland Searcy here a little bit earlier. So, a lot of pomp and circumstance comes along with the Classic Bowl. Yep. Both
And that's what makes it special. I mean, this is about honoring people. It's honoring people that helped put it on. It's honoring the kids. It's honoring all the band. You know, that's what this is about. So it takes a little time, but it's worth it because that's why it keeps going for 34 years.
We're going to take one more break, come back, get the second quarter underway. Scoreless here at the end of one. We're going to be back at you. We're coming up after this. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there's only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-thru, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Field, Classic Bowl 34, scoreless at the end of one,
and we are ready to get underway.
To get out
the
there,
second
they were
quarter.
Already. They could not wait to get the field, and right now, Jenlink would be back there. Slate Snodgrass is back there in the backfield as well with Ethan, and they give it to him around the left side. The Gold Bug hit once and hit twice, and wrapped up there. Nice job up front there quickly. Daniel Sanchez, the Dodge City Red Demon on the tackle for picked up about a yard. It's Snodgrass.
Another Kansas player showing up here in the Classic Bowl.
And Daniel Sanchez, one of those guys, he could drop back, play a little linebacker. He gets on the line, just kind of a guy you can move all around your defense.
Good-looking athlete.
46 tackles this year. 6A all-mention honorable.
What do we got?
Honorable mention all.
We're going to go roll, right, flood. So we got all the halfback motion to the other side to try to get the defense's eyes.
Oh! Roll, right, flood almost got picked off. Looked like someone got slipped there. Carson Martinez, Jarrett Totfest, the receiver out there, that fell down. And that was almost picked off by number 18. Brett Bozarth.
Coach Sander trying to get the defender's eyes. Well, he had the eyes. It was on the football.
Third and nine.
Rifle A-0, 58.
Rifle A-0, 58's coming,
Rifle
Chris.
Rifle A-0, 58.
We all know how dangerous that can be. Third and nine.
If we all knew what play that was, we would know. we need that interpreted.
I think Omaha usually works. That's what Peyton Manning does.
Rifle sounds like a pass, though, doesn't it?
I'm going to go screen.
You might be right. They're creeping out to the right. This is a two pass. Jackson's going to look to throw after catching the first pass. He's going to go deep to the right. He's got DeAndre Dunn. He catches it inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, East Squad. Teammate to teammate, Watonga to Watonga, and Joe Jackson.
There's your 8. Rifle 8.
There it was. It was a pass to a pass.
It was
Jenlink to Jackson to Dunn.
It was a pass, then a rifle. Down the field. Wow, that ball traveled what? 60 yards in the air.
That is your defensive player of the year in the East of the Classic Bowl. Throwing around a 66-yard touchdown pass.
Credit to the East coaches with coming up with that play and then calling it at a perfect time, because that was just great execution. They got their playmaker out in the field one-on-one with a defender, and it was just too much.
Now, does Ethan Jenlink get the hockey assist touchdown on that for throwing the first pass?
He's got to have some kind of stat on that. Well, I guess he gets a completion, doesn't he?
Daniel Pickard for the extra point. He's made a bunch of these, and that's a no-doubter. And we've got a 7-0 score, 14-03 remaining in the first half. It is the East 7, the West 0. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are three owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Back at Boomer Field, 7-0 East leads the West. 14:03 left in the first half, off of Jenlick to Joe Jackson, DeAndre Dunn pass. And Joe Jackson broke the Watonga single-season passing yards record this year, and he threw a lot of them to that guy. And they just did it one more time here at the Classic Bowl. Now they're going to kick off. Pinkard is going to kick back deep to Seneceros and Seabolt, the Clinton teammates, with their feet just inside the five-yard line, because Pinkard can really boot it, an all-state kicker. And there he goes, puts a shot into that one. That is deep. That is going to be out of the back of the end zone and hit some of the drum equipment down there.
Yeah, he was aiming at the band.
Yes. Luckily, everyone's okay.
I think they're all okay.
So it'll be taken over at the 20-yard line. I'm assuming that's what we do here. There's no crazy rule during the Classic Bowl.
So where's our man Eric? Is he on the east side or the west side?
See if he's.
I'm over here on the east side now.
I imagine they've got to be feeling pretty good, don't they, about things after that big hookup on the trick play?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of guys bouncing around right now. You know, I kind of been watching Joe Jackson. That guy is fired up after that pass. You can tell he's ready to get out there and keep going.
His coach, Skylar Watson, who's coaching in this game, said that guy just brings an infectious energy to practice every day. He's that kind of guy every team needs to kind of get everybody up and moving, and he's a natural leader. He drew everyone towards him this week. Everybody kind of deferred to Joe, and not just a great offensive player. We mentioned he won Defensive Player of the Year because he played almost every position on the defensive field this year for Coach Watson, even nose tackle.
And that's becoming a trend with coaches, is you get a playmaker and you just line him up all over the defense, and the offense doesn't know where he's going to come at you at.
7-0 the score. West team will now take back over the football, trying to get on the board for the first time.
West team had some offense and then had that bad snap that kind of ruined the drive. See if they can get things going again.
Hall back in there, quarterback. It's like Garcia wide right, the Canadian Wildcat. There's two receivers right and one wide left. There goes the snap to Hall. He's looking to run. It's a run all the way. Gets a block. It's trying to find some room. Gets the edge and is pushed out of bounds. Just past the 25 at the 27-yard line. So gain of right around 7 yards for Hall. Didn't even look like he got that many, but you look up there and all of a sudden he's picked up that almost eight, long seven.
Attacking the edges. That's what these both teams seem to be doing.
Second and two. 13:56 remaining in the half. East leads the West 7-0. West with the football. We got out wide to the left is Giovanni Gallardo. Or out wide right, rather. We've got two receivers each side, and they're going to blow this dead before it even starts. First timeout. Team West didn't like it, so they're going to take a timeout, and so will we. 13:56 remaining in the half. East leads the West 7-0. Back after this, you're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Northwest Crane Service LLC is an Oklahoma-based company providing self-propelled modular trailers, heavy lift, crane, and rigging services nationwide. Northwest operates a fleet of mobile hydraulic and crawler cranes ranging from 60-ton to 1,200-ton lifting capacity. Northwest employees are driven by safety, motivated by challenge, and dedicated to seeing the job through. Northwest is currently seeking qualified, motivated individuals who are interested in beginning their career in the crane and rigging industry at a number of our locations. If you're interested in our services or career opportunities, give us a call at 405-373-2979.
Here at Boomer Field, Classic Bowl 34. Trent Caldwell, Chris Eubank, Eric Scott. 7-0 the score. East leads the West. West with the football. With a second and short upcoming here, just shy of the 30-yard line, their own 30. And a snap to Hall. Jaden Hall looks left. Now he's going to look deep, and he's going to fire deep down the left side. He's got a man open. Hit him, and a complete inside the other side of the 50-yard line, just shy of the 45. We may give him the 45, and that was a nice catch outside. That looked like Ceniceros out there.
Boy, perfect pass. Hit him right in the numbers. Perfect pass.
Antonio Ceniceros, he kind of had to stop for it. Yeah, it did drill him right between that 2 and that 8 for the Clinton Red Tornado. Another state champion, 1 of 5. We had Clinton, Timberlake, Laverne, Meade, and Cashin, all won state titles this year. They're all represented out there. Ceniceros now going to line up wide left again. Hall back in that gun. Two backs to either side and two receivers to his right. He fakes the give. He keeps it. Not nobody fooled and hit instantly. Tried to fake the jet sweep. It looked like right there to meet him was Slade Snodgrass.
Is that a Classic Bowl rule where you can't wear your state championship game ring in the game? Some of these guys would have, you know, they'd have like brass knuckles on as many as they win.
That's right. You've got, yeah, Cashin's won back-to-back state titles. That's not even counting last year. There are guys on here that won one, for example, last year. Tyrone comes to mind.
Yeah, Canadian won one last
Canadian,
year.
Canadian, a big one last year, that 3A Texas title. Two to the right, one to the left. Come up quick firing, quick screen, right side, looking for space to the 50, to the 55, getting the corner to the 40, 45, driven out of bounds at the 30, and nice little quick hitter there. And that was number 25, Colt Merrick. Once again, Colt Merrick having a big game out there.
And also credit Giovanni Gallardo from Wheeler, Texas. The Texas Panhandle Wheeler kid made a great block out there to spring him around the outside.
Unselfish play out there on the edge. First and 10 now from the 30, and the West looking to answer. Down 7, 13:02 remaining in the first half. Hall with the ball in the gun. One receiver either side. He's going to follow two lead blockers. Both runners got great blocking up front. He gets up to the 20-yard line, and that was well blocked. Everybody on the West squad doing their job there as he gets all the way to the 20-yard line. Right at the first down marker, but I don't think he got it.
You can see how hard it is for these 11-man to tackle that guy. Can you imagine trying to do it with just 8? No wonder they did so well at out there at Balco.
I was wrong. They gave it to him. First and 10.
Yeah, he just got his head of steam up and plowed over everybody.
It's going to be really interesting to see him at the next level. You know, type of offense he's going into is an option offense.
Well, he's going to be playing defense for Harding, I believe, and he's going to run it here. This could be his last. I mean, he gets a couple there as he gets dragged down right inside the 25, right around the 24. But he's such a good athlete. He's never played linebacker. He plays defensive end for Balco, and Harding is the plan is to play him at linebacker, so this could possibly be his last quarterback game.
I bet he goes and begs to play quarterback. What do you want to bet?
It'd be hard keeping him off the field.
I bet he gets an opportunity on the offensive side, too. He fits right into their offense.
Second and 6 upcoming. West trailing by 7, 12-21 row in the first half. They've got the football in the red zone. The 14-yard line. Or the 16-yard line. That's a snap to Hall. He's going to roll right away from his blockers, though. Gets around the guy, but there's not enough room on that outside. Looked like he went the wrong way, went towards where all the defense was collapsing, and he gets brought down for a loss.
Yeah, South Central Kansas kid Owen Hurd again making himself shown, made that play go a little deeper and wider than they wanted to.
We have heard his name a lot tonight, Owen. 3rd and 8, he lost a couple on that play. Ball now marked at the 18. 3rd and 8 from the 18. Seniceros going to be out wide to the left. Merrick out there as well. And wide right. It's another receiver wide right to our to your side. He's going to look left, though. It's Hall. He's got to get out of space. He's under pressure. Almost got sacked. Gets a block. He's out to the 10-yard line and lowers that shoulder and is hit right at the 10. Coming on from that other side on the East squad was Connor Scarborough from Moreland who made the stop.
Yeah, I think there was about five.
Carson Martinez from Guymon out in front blocking, getting a few more yards to make it close.
Yeah, it was a great job blocking for Hall. They're going to mark it. This time they're marking him short, though. He didn't get it. Is he?
Ooh, big
fourth Scarborough
down.
With a big shot there, stuck him and kept him just shy. We'll see what they run here. One receiver wide each side. There is a receiver in the slot. Snap. Hall following his blockers. Oh, jumps over a guy. They went low. Pippen went low to try to get him, and he stepped over him and got the first down. Yep. Pippen was like, I got to tackle him low or I'm not going to get him, and he just kind of leaped over him there.
Yeah, he had some help there. I think maybe if he'd have stood him up a little bit, he'd had help, maybe held him short, but he went low, and Hall just went right over the top of him.
He did get the first, and now it's first and goal from the 9.
But, you know, the East had it here down here and got stripped, so we'll see if the West can come up with a defensive play here.
11:09 remaining. And there we go, the snap. Hall, the give, up the middle. That's Jesse Gibson trying to weave his way inside and gets brought down inside the 5. Picked up a couple, a little bit closer, and inching ever closer is the West squad.
And that's big number 73, Colton Sinning, Shattuck.
Tex Holm.
Colton Sinning led the block there, made a big hole.
There's a lot of conversation about how strong Colton Sinning is from the opposing coaches. What a load to handle he is. There's the give. Oh, try to cut it back, and they does. A little bit of space into the end zone. Touchdown, West squad. That was Carson Martinez from Guymon, 5'7", 160. And nobody saw him coming. He kind of slipped around in there, had a hole, and scored 4 yards out, touchdown, and we're tied. We're not tied yet. We got to score an extra point here. It's 7-6. The scoreboard's messed up. They put 13 on one side. They're getting it right here. Wyatt Pope will try to tie it up. The Woodward Boomer. So both Woodward player, two Woodward players kicking in this game. Your holder's Rylan Johnson. Your snapper is Seniceros here. 7-6, trying to tie it up here is Pope. He kicks it up and in, and we are knotted up at 7. 10:32 to go in the first half, all tied here. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there's only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-thru, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Radio announcer Charlie Throckmort here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Elks BRCA Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, the rodeo starts at 8. Following the rodeo, a dance in the arena. How about Thursday at 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, button-busted cast scramble followed by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. Saturday night, same thing, Woodward Event Center, the dance at 10 with another superstar, Josh Warren. Get your tickets now, $12 online or $15 at the gate. Check out the website at woodwardelksrodeo.com.
Back in Woodward, all tied up at 7. 10:32 to go in the first half. And Chris, everything we wanted so far, they're knotted up coming into this, 16 games apiece for the East and the West, and now the score's tied.
We've had big defensive plays. We've had the big trick play for the touchdown for the East. We had the drive mainly by Jaden Hall, just using his strength at quarterback to move it down the field. So all knotted up at 7-7 here in the second period. What more do you want?
Yeah, also set up by a big pass from Hall to Seniceros, a big gainer there that was a big chunk of that yardage. And then the 4-yard touchdown run there by the Guymon Tiger, Carson Martinez. Been a big Classic Bowl week for Guymon. Naomi Aragonias won the girls game MVP. And now Martinez, quarterback there for the Tigers, gets to run one in. Kicking off now will be Pope. Kick it right back deep for Team East. And that will be, looks like J.J. Pippen, the lone deep back right now for the East squad. Now DeAndre Dunn, Caden Hall are up in front of him if it's short, but it's high, and it will go to Hall. He's fielded at the inside the 15. He's going to go to fake the give to Pippen. He does pitch it to J.J. Pippen. Goes back the other way, looking for space. Here comes the legs. He's out to the 25, makes a man miss to the 30, and he's pushed out of bounds past the 30-yard line. And a lot of running around, but it worked. It's a little trickery.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they shouldn't have just taken off. They had a little crease, it looked like, but they did their little huddle up and figure out who has the ball, and Pippen got it and went around that left side and got some pretty good yards.
It's got to be fun for the coaches, too, because you can really break out the kitchen sink here. There's nobody to question it. First and 10. The ball spotted the 32.
So who do we have on the East for quarterback?
I mean, there is probably five guys. We just saw Carson Martinez, who's played some quarterback, score a touchdown. There's probably four or five guys in each squad who played quarterback at one point for their team. So there are a lot of guys who can throw the ball, as you saw from the Jenlink to Joe Jackson pass.
Well, that was the thing. We had Jackson in the backfield, and, you know, he threw a pass. So
Tanner Coble's out wide to our left. Jackson's out. They're going to run the same thing.
Again.
They're going to throw to him, but he's going to run instead of throw. Gets a block up to the 35, past the 35, upended. Took a little shot there. And that looks like number 21, Ethan Gregory, making that stop for Team West. The Follett Panthers, got to be weird going from six-man to 11-man football. And Gregory, who's a big kid, he's not small. You know, usually some of these six-man guys are a little smaller, but he's still playing lineup there and doing well. He's 225, six-footer for a very good Follett Panther team. He was getting a new football coach next year. Two receivers to either side. Jenlink in the backfield. He's got Jackson to his right. He's going to pass this one. Looking right, looking back to his left. Now he's just got to run because Creason's breathing down his neck. Floats one out there and out the outstretched hand. Almost grabbed and a flag down. Just out of Nate Butts' arms. Pretty good touch on that pass by Jenlink, but a flag down.
And I love how this officiating crew is doing it. They're not going to call that unless it impacts the play. And they weren't going to call it if he caught it.
Yeah.
But when they saw that he dropped it, they said, no, he was impeded, so we're going to call the interference there.
I like the point you make, that they waited to see if he caught it so he could get the yards, get the catch. And that is a 15-yard pass interference penalty. And another nice play there by the East team. Skylar Watson from Watonga, we mentioned. Also, Jacob Biostad, Medicine Lodge. He's moving on to Goddard next year, but a great season, you know, turning that Medicine Lodge program, getting them in some winning ways here the last few years. And Sean Zollinger, Moreland assistant, great defense they've always had at Moreland under Coach Z. Ball's at the 50-yard line, first and 10 for the East team. Tied up at 7, 9:21 to go in the first half. Jenlink puts a man in motion. Behind him, there's the give. It's a reverse. Coming near us to the near side. Shaking around. Jansen juking, looking for space, and nowhere to go. And that was little Caden Rathgeber, 5'6", 140 from South Barber. And don't let his size fool you. He had a great football season at Rathgeber, but he's the smallest guy on the field at 5'6".
Mondragon, again, on a great defensive play for that West team. Kept him hemmed in.
I'll tell you this, looking from this side, you know, Rathgeber is going around there on the left side. You know, he saw that big guy coming around the corner. He was kind of like, oh, no, got to cut it back upfield. It definitely looked quite interesting from this side of the field.
It's an eight-man, honorable mention, All-State wide receiver for South Barber. Another spread. Two receivers left, one to the right. Jenlink in the gun. He's got two backs to either side. One of them is Jackson. Fakes a give. Drop back to pass. Under pressure again. He's got nowhere to go, and he slips out of it. Jenlink gets back to the line of scrimmage. Did a great job not losing yardage on the play. Crease in there to meet him.
I'm not so sure that was broken play. It looked like Jenlink thought he was going to hand it off, and there's nobody there.
No one looking to take it.
You know, Eric, I'm not going to lie to you. There's a few times I abandoned my post there on the sidelines when those big boys started thundering towards me. I thought, this is getting too close.
Well, on that pass interference play, there was one of those I had to bail out. So,
A gain of one, third and nine. Gavin Welch was in on that tackle as well.
That always makes me think about it. I did this when I was in high school for Boomer football. This has been back in 02, and I was on the sideline, had J.D. Reynolds coming right at me.
Oh, boy.
That one I definitely bailed out on.
Well, there's a chance to make up for it tonight down there, Eric. Take one for the team.
I'm an old man with a bad hip. I'm staying out of that.
One receiver either side. They're going to put a man in motion to the left out screen action, but they give it to Jackson. He goes up the middle and nowhere to go. Stuck once, stuck twice. Bozarth has him, and he's going to got to him first, and nowhere to go. Jackson stays at his feet.
He's hard to get down.
Back. Whole bunch of West team defenders there, and that's going to be a fourth. They're going to give him a yard, fourth
now,
and eight.
You know, we've seen teams go for this in this, on this side of the field, just past the 50, see what they do here.
So with 8:44 to go, first half, we're tied at 7, and we're getting a timeout from the East team. Knot it up here, Classic Bowl 34. You are listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
Join Mites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at Mites Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Boomer Field, 7-7 the score, 8:42 to go in the first quarter, all tied up here, Classic Bowl 34. I want to thank some other sponsors here. Bank 7, where their best investment is you, brought to you by the 92nd Woodward Elks PRCA Rodeo. That's June 8th through 11th. That's next week. And stop in, get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud supporter of Classic Bowl 34. And Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
Are we going to try and
kick a field goal?
They said they were going to do this.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, the East squad told me before the game they wanted to know what the record was. Daniel Pinkard's going to try a field goal.
This is 64 yards. 64 yards. He has a stiff wind at his back.
Wind is cooperating. And we don't know what the field goal record is, but it can't be longer than this.
This might be a record for Searcy. You think this is a record that he's officiated if he hit a 64-yard field goal? This might be a first.
Snodgrass is the holder. Parker Smith will be the snapper. Here we go. Daniel Pinkard from 64 yards out to try to give the East a lead. You can't rush the kick. So they put it down. There's no pressure on him. Will he make it? It's a line drive. It's low, and they're back to receive it. They're going to kick this back, and they're going to call it dead. I don't think you can return it. So nice try.
I think he heisted himself. Took too long.
He did. He didn't have a rhythm on. Now, it's a little weird to see when no one can rush the kick because there's no blitzing, so thus you can't block it.
I think that says something, too, is, you know, in a game when you got somebody coming at you, you're going to have a little bit more adrenaline, you know, so maybe that did hurt him a little bit.
Ball's going to go to the 20-yard line. You don't get it where he kicked the football from, so there's that. You're going to take it to be like it was kicked out of the back of the end zone. It's going to be at the 20.
So it wasn't a bad thing because it's just like a punt, really, when you think about it.
More or less.
What did it hurt
Why
you?
Why not? Right. So from the 20-yard line, West squad takes over. We'll see if they still put Hall in. Tabor Marlatt is the backup quarterback on the depth chart.
For those that
share mutual Trojan.
Keeping up with the Softball College World Series, the Cowgirls just won. 2-0.
Oh, congratulations, Oklahoma State.
So
this is softball central, the state of Oklahoma.
Have the Sooners and the Cowgirls both in the Catbird seat in the winner's bracket.
Wyatt Pope in at quarterback. He was not listed on the depth chart, the Boomer quarterback. He gives the handoff quickly, and no doing. May have got a yard there off the up the gut. As looked like couple guys there, Pippen there to make the tackle, as well as Alex Macias.
Oklahoma softball state right now, OCU winning the NAI national championship, and then Roger State, the Division II national championship this week.
You know, I heard the attendance at the Classic Bowl softball game was really, really good, and that's only going to grow.
It was a phenomenal event. It really was. I mean, it's the first one ever, and I heard more compliments about, I'm so glad you had softball, than maybe any of the new sports. But we received a lot of people that were very, really pleased with the events here, the early Classic Bowl events, golf, softball, baseball. There's a snap to Pope. Screen to the right side, a little floater out there, and up to the 24-yard line and down. And that's Sanchez, the Dodge City Red Demon, on the catch. And Sanchez pulls it up there, about just shy of that 25. They're going to mark it up to 25, it looks like. First, third and five.
Does Coach Powers have a trick play up his sleeve? As we've seen Skyler Watson pull the double pass. Let's see. I wonder if Coach Powers has something.
He had a bunch. I mean, Hooker threw it all over the yard this year. Gavin Parker is walking on at OSU this year. In fact, he's there right now. So Coach Powers not afraid to throw some multi-formations in there. There's Pope. There's the give. Up the gut again. And a short gain. It's going to be short of the first down yardage.
Now what
do you
do?
Picking up a couple there for Massey.
Do you gamble?
You're all deep in your own territory. It's tied up. I don't know. 6:44 to go in the half. Now it is an all-star game, so I don't know if people want to punt so much.
But you got 6:30 left, you know, in the half. You don't want to give them a short field and just give them a go-ahead touchdown. So it looks like they're going to go for it, though. Ooh,
could be a quick kick, maybe.
Fourth and about three. Bozarth's going to stand to the left now of Pope. A motion in front of him is Sanchez. He's going to come out to the two-receiver side on the right of Pope. He's got one receiver to his left. It's Marlatt. Snap to Pope. It's a give. A little bit
they
of room.
It.
First down. Big hole up front there.
Oh, gutsy call.
That was a huge hole. And right up the middle was Rylan Johnson that just followed his blockers and took what the blocking gave him. And there he goes, first and ten.
And if you can hear in the background, we have the Classic Bowl band down on the north end getting ready for their halftime show. It's going to be great, and they're ready to roll too, just like these football teams.
Yeah, it is something to behold, the band, the cheerleaders, sideline to sideline almost here. First and 10 now for the West squad. Gives to Johnson. It's blown up instantly and nowhere to go. And he tried to stay at his feet and get a few more yards, but
that was Logan Nusser.
Yeah, big Logan Nusser.
Gold bug.
210, 5'11". There to change directions.
Well, he just blew through the line. That's what we talked about on the penetration. He just, that play had no chance.
Looks like the Woodward Boomer cheer squad's putting on a show down here, doing some flips for the crowd as well here, coming down the side, the track.
Who was that did the flip off of the trailer at the parade?
That was Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson, yes. That's quite an athletic move.
He's been showing that athleticism on and off the field during this whole process. Pope. It's a man in motion in front of him. He gets a snap. Three left wide. He's going to pump fake. Now he's going to go deep, and he's got a man deep at the 40 and just out through him. Crowd wants a flag.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get it because I think that ball was uncatchable.
Yes, I think that's a great call by the official. Had he been another couple of feet, I think he would have. The coaches are throwing their caps. They're wanting the call, but I think that's right. He did grab him, but I think it was after the ball was passed him.
It was intended for Javier Talamantes, the Turpin Cardinal. And the crowd really wanted it called.
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell. I thought maybe there was a little bit of a grab before, more of a holding type of situation, but you know, I definitely don't think it was a catchable ball.
Is that Coach Maynard with a yellow hat on that he was trying to throw as a flag?
Coach Maynard's, wants to get the calls even in these games.
They're having a good time. He's having a time with the
third and 11. Snap to Pope. He drops straight back. Screen pass. Johnson. He's got three blockers in front of him. He's got a wall. Makes a man miss. Up ahead and gets the first down. Picked up all 11. Great play call there. Little screen pass to Johnson, had a convoy to follow. And it's going to be first and 10 for the West squad at the 45-yard line.
Great vision on that play by Rylan Johnson. Tyrone They had a great year, and he found a lot of holes during the season than he did here tonight.
Yeah, and he had an even better year a year ago, and he was fully healthy. But right now, he told me he's feeling fully healthy, and he looks it out there. SNU getting a good one from the 45. There's 4:55 remaining in this first half. We're tied at 7. Pope with the give to Massey. Massey picks up a couple before he's hit and brought down a gain of 2. And Mason Massey was actually the West Defensive Player of the Year in our award ceremony. He's a two-way player. Also a member of some good track squads there at Laverne was Massey.
We talked about Woodward's Hunter kind of filling the holes out of the linebacker spot, and that's exactly what he did just then. You know, you don't expect a guy that big to be able to move like he does, but he's able to get in there pretty quick.
Second down and 8, 4:20 left in this half. We're tied at 7. West team driving. Wide Pope, screen pass, and overthrew the intended target. A little too much height on that, and that's going to go right over the head of Colt Merrick. Incomplete, brings up a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, credit Enid's Alex Macias getting in the quarterback's face and making him throw that a little higher than he wanted to.
Also want to thank Team Lane. You can search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. Classic Bowl brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust for all your roofing needs. And stop in and get your DQ fix at Dairy Queen, proud supporter of Classic Bowl 34.
Almost stopping a DQ is deciding what you want.
It's a tough.
Do you want the dessert or do you want a hamburger? You can't. It's hard to decide.
You can win. You really can't lose. There's the snap to Pope. 3rd and 8. He's going to go deep down the right side. He's looking over there and falls down before it got coming, trying to come back for the football at the 30.
Got that too high. The wind got a hold of that one. It just died out. It looked like it was going to have plenty on it. Then it got high, and it just died.
Well, had Merrick not slipped, he might have been able to come back and get it.
He might have been able, but it was quite a bit short.
Brings up a 4th and 8, and they're going to punt this one away.
Wow, after that.
Interesting. This is closer than the one they went for.
Yeah, you never know. But I think because there's 4 minutes left, they feel like they don't want to give short field.
Now you'll get to see the leg of Colt Merrick, the punter. Oklahoma and All-State honorable mention as a kicker. Qualified 4 times for state track and baseball. Class 2A, All-State baseball player. Incredible athlete there for the Eagles. Wants to get his science degree and become an equine veterinarian. Snap to Colt. What's better than an equine veterinarian named Colt as that goes off the side of his foot, drops at the 30, and rolls out to the 20. And that's going to be where the East takes over. 7-7, 4:04 remaining. And the East going to get the ball back with some time on the clock after that punt by Merrick. We also want to thank the Cud Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m. here in Woodward, and Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for 4 generations, proud to be a part of Classic Bowl 36.
The Cud family has
34.
Just 34.
I gave
years.
Us 2 more Classic Bowls on accident.
The Cud family's just been such a great supporter of the Classic Bowl.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, a lot of these sponsors have been around, you know, doing this for many, many years. It's not their first Classic Bowl. And, you know, you really can see the community come together to make – there are so many people that helped this pull this event off. We named but a fraction of them. And, you know, you just can't say enough about the people that take time out of their job. They're unpaid a lot of times. And, boy, is it special, you know, for everyone who gets to come here. And, you know, hats off to really everybody involved with the Classic Bowl.
So now does Coach Watson, who's been calling the plays, he gonna dial up another trick play, another bomb to try to take advantage? He's got that wind to his back. He's got 4 minutes left, but he likes to roll the dice sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the best plays we saw this when they played Fairview, they had a 4th and long, about 4th and 90, I believe, that they got. Now, Fairview ended up – they left too much time on the clock. Fairview came back and scored, but that Parker to Hidalgo touchdown, one of the greatest, maybe the best game we did this year, probably was. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. And in the gun, it's a jet sweep. Parker Smith runs out of room. He tries to change directions, and he cannot do it. He is brought down for a big loss. They tried the jet sweep to Smith, and he is brought down for a loss of about 7.
West defense just would not give up the contain and made him turn and reverse course and just went backwards.
It is second and 16 and about 16 and a half. They are all the way back there.
Rifle twins.
Parker
Rifle
Smith,
twins.
Coach's son of Covington Douglas. The two words you never want to hear when you're the young coach.
Rifle twins. We hear rifle twins. That
I think we're going to have a pass play.
Usually means pass, doesn't it? Well, I can even figure that out.
Yeah, I don't need a sideline audio to know if they're going to pass it here. Although you never know. 3:16 remaining in the first half, knotted up at 7. Two receivers either side as they put the second one in motion to the right, rolling to the left, looking for an open man, and that's thrown incomplete. As Chance Winner, by the way, in at QB, the Medicine Lodge quarterback for the East squad. That was incomplete pass there for Chance. Kansas 8-man player. Medicine Lodge bumping back up to 11, man, as Coach Spio's dad was telling me. As they kind of, they're one of those schools that goes back and forth. One year they're 11, one year they're down to 8.
I talked to him and his wife. I said he used to have some ancestors in Medicine Lodge, but I think they ran the Outlaws down into Oklahoma.
Check, 94.
You did the history.
Yes, I think that's why there's don't have it there anymore.
Talked about Coach Powers, but also Russ Radford, assistant at Clinton, and Zach Maynard, going to be the head coach at Elk City next year, also down there in that sideline.
Rip.
For the West. East, though, with the football. It's going to be Winter. He rolls right. He throws back to his left, reverse screen, and threw it short and threw it incomplete.
Ooh, now they're going to have to punt that thing, aren't they? 3 minutes left.
It was intended for Gatlin Jewell. Left 3:01 on the clock. They got to punt it because they're well back into their own territory here at the 16-yard line. Got the Northwest Crane with the flag flying up there. Beautiful night. It's going to be – it is a great night for football now as it starts to cool off a little bit. Pinker going to have to punt it. Two guys back deep to receive.
Got to have a good snap.
For the West. 7-7 to score, 3:01 to go, and here goes Pinkard with the punt. Line driver goes to the left. That's going to be fielded there by Price. Mason Price weaving his way forward past the 50. Gets inside the 50-yard line, and that's where the West will try to take over with 2:58 remaining to try to take the lead for the first time.
Parker Smith got a hold of him and just held on for dear life and wouldn't let go.
And we've seen a lot of punts, a lot of turnover on downs so far. It's been a defensive battle. And kind of what we expected when we looked at these rosters. We're going to get a timeout here, but we're going to keep it right here as we, with about 2:58 to go.
Plenty of time for time. For that West team. And Coach Powers can, you know, he's got the total playbook here available to him because he can run it or pass it. He's got plenty of time, got some timeouts. So it's going to be interesting because, boy, would the West not love to go into halftime a touchdown up.
And Mason Price, who just fielded that kick, was our co-defensive player of the year for the West, and he had 81 solo tackles this year. One opposing coach told me, if he's on the field, good luck scoring. Like, that's how he is everywhere back there for the Elks. 7 tackles for loss, 4 interceptions. Wants to go to OSU and study entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. That's that means he wants to be a business owner.
Yeah, that's called I Want to Make More Money Than You.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That major. 2 receivers either side here. Hall back in at quarterback. Pretty spread out. Jackson trying to blitz in there and get him, but Hall, nobody opens. He's going to roll back to his left, trying to find some room. Cuts it back to the middle of the field, gets past the line of scrimmage, and keeps those feet moving.
Oh, wow.
And somehow picked up about 5 yards. After almost losing 5.
It looked like he was going to be tackled for a loss. He got a couple of guys on him right at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept moving and leaning forward and got, 4 yards maybe.
He's at the 44. They gave him 4 on the play. 2nd and 6. 2:27 to go. A couple timeouts left for the West. They got 2 remaining. Quick screen, left side. Looking for room on the left, trying to cut around.
Wow.
Sinisaros in a great open field tackle there by the East team.
That's Robert Perot.
Yeah, great job, the Winoka Railroader. 5'9", 150, and a great open field
the
tackle.
Railroader.
That's my boy. That's my boy right there.
That's right. Yeah. Eric.
Yeah, Eric knows about those.
He over there used to be a railroader.
Railroad.
Still
kids.
Is in spirit.
I was thinking about today. Robert was actually very first class that I taught first hour a couple years ago as a sophomore. Great kid.
Here we go now. Lost a yard on the play. 3rd and 7. They're going to try it to the right side. Another screen out there to the 40. Breaks a man miss to the 35. Trying to weave his way forward and throw a stiff arm to the edge. Inside the 45-yard line at the 33. And that was a nice catch there by Bozarth, the Weatherford Eagle.
And also a nice block by Angel Garcia, Canadian kid from out in the panhandle. Really stayed with his block, and that's what allowed him to get the corner.
We got two to the left and right for Jaden Hall. It's 1:28 remaining. Clock tick and quick snap to Hall. He drops straight back. Surveys the field. Now he's going to roll right. Gets a good block on the edge. Gets the edge to the 30 to 25. Tiptoes down that line. And if he didn't step out, I think they're going to mark him out. Looks like right at the 23. Great run there by Hall.
Well, he has a burst. He just has that. Seems like he's just treading water, and then all of a sudden he just shoots like he's out of a cannon. He really has a burst that surprises the defenders.
And a minute 18 to go in the half, 7-7. Moving right along here, but the West trying to punch one in before the half.
Said they had plenty of time, but they got two timeouts, but the clock's running.
They spread it out. Massey to the right. Defense can't blitz, so they're backed up a little here. Hall straight back. He's going to throw it to his left, down the left side, and finds his man for a touchdown.
Oh, what a
West
catch.
Squad, 23 yards out. Hall showing the touch, and that was Hudson Hill, the Hooker Bulldog.
Well,
it's 13-7.
Hudson Hill's caught a few passes in his day out there to panhandle it at Hooker, and that time that was just a great concentration as that he was shielded by the defender. The defender actually had pretty good defense on him, but perfect pass, great concentration by Hill, touchdown for the West.
That's also an awesome job by Hall to recognize where the defender was. And he put that ball the only place that his receiver could catch it.
And that was against the wind, too.
Pope for the extra point. Is up and down, 14-7 with a minute 10 remaining, and we're going to leave it here. We don't have any breaks right now, but Hudson Hill, I want to talk, we watched him a little bit, saw him a couple times with Hooker, and he's not very big. Had he been bigger, I think he would have had a lot of bigger schools. Going to Oak Panhandle State, which is pretty good, but he is as sure-handed, as good of a route runner as you're going to find, and showed it right there. Now, a lot of people, you come to see Hooker, you come to see Gavin Parker. Hudson Hill put on a show many nights.
Well, I tell you what, they came up to Fairview, and it was basically for the district championship. And what a game that they put on. And Fairview would score, and Hooker would answer. Then Hooker would score at Fairview, and, boy, they really went at it. And quite a show, and Hill was right in the middle of all of it.
He also listed as under his hobbies spending time with my girlfriend, so he's a smart man as well. Got to get the girlfriend in there as give her a shout out.
He's honest, right? I saw a few girlfriends getting some hugs and a little attention from these players. Probably checking on their. On their guys to make sure that they're, behaving here at the Classic Bowl. That's probably what they're trying to do.
You said he's being honest, more being mature and wise.
There you go.
Beyond his years. Pope going to kick off. They're going to say Pope missed that one. I misspoke. Wyatt Pope missed the extra point. Look from here like he tagged it. They're going to say it's going to remain 13-7. And that's going to be fielded inside the 10.
He's got a crease.
He's got a little room trying to break loose past the 30-yard line. Pretty good return by Caden Hall. But with the 1:01 remaining, the East is going to have to hurry if they want to try to take the lead. 13-7 West in front. Sanchez on the stop.
Is this where we're going to see a little bit of trickery, because we got little under 70 yards to go with a minute, or is they going to do something special here?
Yeah, I think they're going to. I think they're going to throw it down the field any way it goes.
This might be time for rifle, rifle, rifle.
Let's go, Ho.
Ball at the 33. Coming out wide to our side. It's going to be Parker Smith. And even wider is going to be Dakota Wingo. One receiver to the right. Now they put a runner in motion. It's Pippen to the left. They screen pass out to Pippen. He's hit once, hit twice, dragging down and hit by three defenders. And that's just a great play. And I think once again, that was Ethan Gregory. No, Gavin Welch, sorry. Gavin Welch, the other Panther, the other Follett Panther.
Those Follett kids, they play out there in that Texas Panhandle. I got to cover them in the state championship at Jerry World, and always been a big Follett fan since then.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they do it right. That's consistently a six-man program.
Yes.
That is it makes a
and
deep run.
Six-man is huge in Texas.
Oh, yeah, and if you've never seen a game before, is everybody, we're going to time out here with 35.6 remaining on the East squad. If you've never seen a game, you know, it is certainly hard-hitting. You know, that's the one thing I hear from people that have never seen six-man. They think it's some sort of flag football or seven-on-seven. But I've seen some players get knocked out. In fact, I've seen harder hits in six-man probably than most of the other games.
Yeah, and you usually end up with an athlete-on-athlete because your best, you know, your best player on offense turns around and plays, you know, kind of middle at the middle of the field on defense, and so they're always after each other. But you know, there are even just websites or magazines just on six-man football in Texas. That's how big it is. And it's kind of unusual for us here in Oklahoma to think of six-man. But, boy, it works well for them. And it's a different game. It's wide open, but it is fun.
Let us pause here for 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network. We're your home for Classic Bowl 34. It's K101 KWOX Woodward. Let's go. 35.6 to be exact. 13-7 the score. West in front of the East. The East trying to get one in.
Haven't thrown it deep.
From
I'm
the
a little
33.
Surprised.
Now, we've seen some Hail Mary succeed this season. See if this one does. Nobody open. Taking off, trying to get out of bounds, just getting there.
Oh,
driven to the ground on the track. They drop straight back, and that was Chance Winter. Nobody was open, so he ran to the sideline.
Yeah, we got one down.
And we might have an injured player.
It was actually the defender. And I don't know if he was on the field or was he just get caught up in the play. I think he might have just been standing there.
I think that's Gabe Lovell. That's big Gabe Lovell down there. I see the Laverne helmet, and that's a big blow to Team West.
Trying to see what they're working on, if that's a knee or you hope it's an ankle.
Yeah, it looks like it kind of looks like it's the knee area from my side. Of course, I'm
that's
across the
good.
Field right now.
I mean, you don't want to see anybody
no,
get hurt here.
Not on a play like that.
And I'm going to say something. When the first thing that the coaches said when he got into practice for the West was, how come no one told me about Gabe Lovell?
Oh.
He was an absolute monster. I mean, he didn't get enough credit statewide for how good of a player he was in some of the publications. And in fact, I think Coach Powers told me, he goes, I got on the phone to Panhandle State and said, you got to take a look at this kid. That's how much he impressed the coaches in practice this week. And let's hope he can get up. And
that's definitely his knee.
He's sitting up.
Yeah, he's sitting up. And you know, the thing about Trent, we talked about it off air, but how those Laverne kids, we watched them a couple of years ago when they were sophomores, and they were taking some licks, not up quite to the Laverne Tiger standard, but we could tell back then that they were going to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, you could tell, and they will be for many years to come. If anyone who's seen Felix Teal play football will know.
Ooh.
And boy, is he going to be a superstar. Gabe.
We're probably going to see him here in a few years, aren't we?
Yeah, Gabe is walking on it, so that's a good sign. He got up, walked to the side.
It's probably going to be done.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to see him tonight, but looks like it's not going to be, hopefully, nothing too serious for Gabe in the future.
Yeah, boy, you just hate to see somebody come up with a knee, especially injury.
29.4 seconds, 13-7. West leads the East. East with the football. And Winter in the shotgun. There goes the snap to Chance. Looks left. Looks middle. No one goes. Now he's going to try to use his legs, and there is no doing. He is tackled behind the line of scrimmage, just side, right almost at the original line of scrimmage, behind it. And there's 17 seconds, and we'll see if we get another timeout here. Ethan Gregory back there. The two Follett Panthers have been back there all night. And we're going to get another timeout.
I think that's the West call that. I think they're going to try to make them punt it.
Yeah, it will be a fourth and long, and I believe you're right. They're going to try to get the ball back. They're going to put more time on it. 22 seconds is what we're going to have here. It says 12.4 right now.
Here's the thing about those Follett kids, you know, especially on the defense side, is, you know, six man, you can't over pursue. You know, if you try to over pursue somebody, they're gonna be gone.
Yeah.
You know, so they just wait until it's the right opportunity, and they're gonna jump it.
I mean, Gregory this season, 73 tackles, he had 12 sacks. Texas 1A All-State honorable mention, 2-time Follett track MVP. Put for his hobbies: fish hunt, metal detect, and arrowhead hunt. So there you go.
Fish and hunt, I can't imagine.
That's probably 90% of them out there, what they put for hobbies was hunting and fishing. Wants to become a paramedic, does Ethan.
A paramedic. That's a brave person.
That's lifesavers.
I don't know if I could do that.
Lifesavers. That is a stressful, tough job for sure. Speaking of paramedics, the air evac got called out on a call right before the game where we were supposed to have them drop the football.
They were going to come in and bring the football, but I guess that's what they're there for, right? Is to take somebody and, you know, how valuable that is out here in Northwest Oklahoma,
yes.
Where you have such a long drive to Oklahoma City that the air evac now can come into Woodward, Fairview, Winoka, wherever, come get you to the hospital. And they got paramedics on board, so great deal.
22 seconds remaining. It's fourth down. They're not going to punt. Joe Jackson is back there unless he does a quick snap punt. He's going to throw this football. He's going to roll right. He's going to launch it down the right side. He's got a man deep right side. Picked off on the back end. Just waiting for it at the 20-yard line. Now back to the 30. Little bit of room here for Price. He's to the 40. A flag is down. He's to the 45. And finally gets tackled. And that was your West Defensive Player of the Year waiting on that, but a flag is going to negate some of that return.
Yeah, probably should have knocked that down. He thought maybe he could run it back, but they were going to get that ball inside the 35-yard line.
Well, there's still time left, 8.1 remaining. So they're going to be able to run a play.
Looks like we're going to have a legal block. Send it back a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what Leland Searcy's. Yep, blocking the back. And that's going to push him way back there. That's what I like, though, Chris, when you give an award to a kid for Defensive Player of the Year and he comes up with an interception
that's
in the
right.
game.
Makes a play.
Game changer for Elk City.
Well, there's going to be some battles out there along I-40, isn't there?
There is. And that little corridor of Weatherford and Clinton and
Elk City, wow.
Although, speaking, you know, it's always interesting to see how the rivals get along on the teams. Your Clinton, your Weatherfords, your Texoma and Hookers, your Laverne Shattucks. It's one of the interesting things to watch because they all are now on a team, and you see the mutual respect kind of come
through. You really do. And, you know, you find out that guy across from you is really a pretty good kid.
Two receivers right, one left. 8.1 seconds. It's going to be a pass back to Seneceros, who looks to pass and flips ahead, rifles one, just gets rid of it to the first guy he saw, and that's not going to go anywhere as Massey tried to break it. And that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of one half here, it's West 13, East 7, Classic Bowl 34. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there is only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-thru, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready announcer Charlie Throckmorton here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Elk BRCA Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, the rodeo starts at 8, following the rodeo a dance in the arena. How about Thursday at 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, mutton-busted calf scramble followed by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. Saturday night, same thing, Woodward Event Center, the dance at 10 with another superstar, Josh Warren. Get your tickets now, $12 online or $15 at the gate. Check out the website at woodwardelksrodeo.com.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Back at the half here at Boomer Field, Classic Bowl 34. 13-7 the score, West in front of the East. Trent Caldwell, Chris Eubank, Eric Scott down on the field. Chris, so far we've seen a very close game, a defensive battle, sort of seen a little bit of everything. We've had a fumble, we've had a missed 64-yard field goal, and some long passes and some good football so far.
It just really is. It's just a really high level of football when you really think about it. Really not that many busted plays, given the fact you're just putting a bunch of guys together that never played together, and to be able to go out and execute like they have. And we just haven't seen a few. You know, you're just going to have that. But I've been just impressed with how well these kids have performed tonight.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh no, I was just going to say how impressed I have been with the speed. You know, these guys, you get out here for an All-Star game, get a little amped up, and you know, nobody has over pursued. They've just kind of done their job, and you know that we've had guys all over the place tonight.
We're going to give out some awards and some scholarships, and they're going to take the field. We're going to give it to the PA
Dina
system.
Buller.
We're going to say who the winners were.
Presenting the award are Steve and Avis's kids, Michelle Williamson, Melissa Sturgill, and Mike Whitaker.
These are all the award winners from all week long in the multi-sports that we've given out. And you know, each kid is getting at least a $2,000
scholarship. Our boys' golf winner is equally impressive. He's tops in his class, a valedictorian, active everywhere, and a good role model. He'll continue his education this fall at Oklahoma Panhandle State University. Your Jesse Wales Memorial Boys Golf Scholarship winner, a South Central Timberwolf, Grant Thurer. Presenting the award for the Wales family are Hattie Wales, Jet, and Jax.
And if you missed that first award, that was the Steve and Avis Whitaker Golf Scholarship. That went to Jenna Buller of Turpin.
Our softball winner is obviously stout in the classroom. If we listed all of our winners' academic and athletic awards, well, we'd be here for a while. She's an all-stater on the field and in the classroom, a perfect 4.0 and tops in her class. Our first ever scholarship softball winner, a Hammond Lady Warrior, Jolie Walker. Presenting her scholarship from CF Industries is Jewel Searcy. Our Jordy Mercer Family Baseball Scholarship winner fits to a T the young people the foundation has long wanted to recognize. His coach simply says he's one of those special ones, saying his best qualities may be the intangible ones, whether in the classroom, where he's tops in his class with a 30 ACT, or on the field as a four-year starter. Oh, he can play golf too. In fact, he's off to Seminole State College to hit the links. Ladies and gentlemen, our first Jordy Mercer Family Baseball Scholarship winner, an Arapahoe Butler Indian, Brett Griffith. Presenting the scholarship tonight, representing CF Industries, is Mr. Brian Flanagan. Someday, you may find this year's Mary Bradley Memorial Classic Bowl Honor Band Scholarship recipient on the show Jeopardy. She's quick on the buzzer and with all of the right answers, as demonstrated by her being on her state's school championship Quiz Bowl team. She's been a member of numerous honor bands and is her school's valedictorian. She'll attend Northwestern Oklahoma State University where she will major in music education. Please join Scott and Lori Penner as we congratulate their daughter, Casey Penner of Fairview, our 2022 Classic Bowl Honor Band winner. Presenting our scholarship is Classic Bowl board member Mary Jane Simmons. This year's Cheer and Dance Scholarship winner is out of this world, having served as an intern for NASA last summer. This fall, she's off to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University as an aspiring astrophysicist. She's been perfect in the classroom, student council president, and an academic state champion. She served as captain of her two-time state champion cheer team and was a state runner-up in track. She also is the first female athlete from Turpin to compete in powerlifting. Your Cheer and Dance Scholarship recipient, Gwendolyn Hanna. Presenting our award is Classic Bowl board member and director of cheerleading operations, Mackenzie Shigoda. Our girls basketball winner is tops in her class with a perfect 4.0. She is active everywhere, and those that know her will simply tell you she represents what's right with young people today. She is an Oklahoma Girls Basketball Coaches Association All-Stater, and she'll continue her education this fall at Oklahoma State University. Ladies and gentlemen, our 2022 Classic Bowl 34 Girls Basketball Mitchell Family Scholarship winner, an Okarchee Lady Warrior, Addison Arms. Presenting the award is Jana and Austin Hickman. Simply put, our Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball Scholarship winner is described as reliable, responsible, and hardworking. In the classroom, he's stout, a perfect grade point average, and he scored a 30 on the ACT. But there's more to our winner than just academics. He has a passion for community service and leading by example. Your 2022 Classic Bowl 34 Mike Mitchell Boys Basketball Scholarship winner is a Woodward Boomer, Peyton Hughes. Presenting the Mike Mitchell Scholarship is Classic Bowl board member C.J. Montgomery. Classic Bowl 34 marks the 34th year in which a scholarship will be awarded to an outstanding football player. And it is the 30th year the award will be given in memory of Drew Delosier Williams. Williams participated in Classic Bowl in 1991 after a stellar career at Stillwater High School. At the time of his death, Drew was on a full football scholarship at Southwest Missouri State University in Springfield. The Drew Williams 101 Classic Bowl football scholarship is based on academics, character, athletic ability, sportsmanship, as well as school, church, and community involvement. Our 2022 Drew Williams scholarship winner meets and exceeds all those qualities we look for each year. Academically, he's an honor student, but those who know him best will tell you his real strengths are many. He's described as humble, always treating others better than himself. Everyone tells us there's nothing he won't tackle, and that tackling ability is also displayed on the football field. He can play the game. He's an All-Stater, and he even has a gold ball to show for it. Ladies and gentlemen, our Classic Bowl 34 Drew Williams Memorial Scholarship winner, a great kid we'd all be proud to call our own, from Meade, Kansas, Corbin Clausen. Presenting the scholarship is Drew's sister, Brooke Williams, owner and manager of K101, and daughter Drew. Ladies and gentlemen, one more round of applause for our Classic Bowl 34 scholarship winners.
Classic Bowl 34 scholarship winners, Corbin Clausen winning that Drew Williams scholarship, and what a great kid he is. I mean, you just look at the resumes, all these kids are so impressive. Everybody out there and everybody who didn't win, I mean, this was one of the smartest groups of students I've only been here three years, but it was the smartest group of best group of students I've seen this year.
If there's one job on the Classic Bowl committee you do not want, is picking that award, because it is just there are so many deserving kids and so many awesome kids that, you know, you run through. And sometimes you just got to, you know, you're picking the best of the best and you can't lose.
Yeah, you can't, really can't. We're going to take a break and come right back here. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are three owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with TV auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Back here at Boomer Field, getting ready for some cheer. You can hear the music behind me, and Chris, they go basically from the 30-yard line to the 30-yard line, and this is quite the performance you're about to see.
I think, did I hear something like 200 cheerleaders?
All throughout the week. I mean, there have been ones for basketball and different sports, but I mean, the fact that they put all this together in the amount of time that they have is so impressive.
It is amazing, the coordination, the volunteers, all the different things that people say, okay, I'll take this, and you know, to just think about doing 200 cheerleaders and the cheer squads and keeping track of all that. And wow, it's an amazing. The girls do such a great job.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the band yet. This is something to see, especially, I mean, we have really good seats, but I mean, it is just to watch it go. You watch the motion from it. We've already taken 5 pictures as we're sitting here. I mean, it's something else. What's it like on the field there?
It's really cool to see down here. You know, obviously you guys get a better view for stuff like this, but you know, I just love how with the growth of competitive cheer, competitive dance in Northwest Oklahoma, you know, and you know, you got kids out of Texas and Kansas that come down also to do some of that competitive stuff, you know, so it's a great opportunity for these girls to all get together and, you know, meet each other and things like that.
Right, and get scholarships and things like that. Make no mistake, this is about a heart of a sport as you can enter into, and those girls did a fantastic job. They're going to get a nice hand. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, get ready for the band. It's about band time, and you're going to want to hear that. Stick around. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for 4 generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Woodward Steel, your tri-state leader in steel, wants to remind you that in addition to taking care of all your steel needs, Woodward Steel carries other important materials such as stainless, aluminum, 4-inch to 6-inch PVC pipes and fittings, and so much more. If you're in the shop or out in the field and in need of fabrication materials, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call 580-324-8005 to talk with our staff, or come visit the shop Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 210 48th Street in Woodward. Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
Northwest Crane Service LLC is an Oklahoma-based company providing self-propelled modular trailers, heavy lift, crane, and rigging services nationwide. Northwest operates a fleet of mobile hydraulic and crawler cranes ranging from 60-ton to 1,200-ton lifting capacity. Northwest employees are driven by safety, motivated by challenge, and dedicated to seeing the job through. Northwest is currently seeking qualified, motivated individuals who are interested in beginning their career in the crane and rigging industry at a number of our locations. If you're interested in our services or career opportunities, give us a call at 405-373-2979.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And back here at Boomer Field, and listen to that band. Sweet Caroline. Well, let's pop up the band a little bit and see if we can get a little bit of a listen. Sweet Caroline, Chris. Bump, bump, bump.
I had to. I've been posting all this stuff all week on Facebook, and the people are loving it, and especially the band stuff.
And shout out to the people who just won some scholarships. Jenna Buller at Turpin, Grant Thurr from South Central, Jolie Walker at Hammond, Brett Griffith, the Arapahoe Butler, Casey Penner of Fairview won the band scholarship, Gwendolyn Hannah of Turpin winning the cheer scholarship. Also said she was a power lifter, I believe, or something.
Wow.
Did I hear that in there? Addison Arms of Okarchi, Peyton Hughes of Woodward, and winning the basketball scholarships, and Corbin Clawson winning the Drew Williams scholarship. Congratulations to those young men and women. And this will be the three state songs licensed by the Classic Bowl. You're going to get deep in the heart of Texas here first. Chris, I don't know what the Kansas State song is. I'm not sure what the name of it is.
It's got to have something with the sunflower in it, doesn't it?
I'm guessing. This would be Oklahoma, obviously.
The staff and student members of the Classic Bowl Honor Band wish to thank the Classic Bowl Board of Directors.
My internet tells me Home on the Range was the Kansas.
The City of Alva, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, and all who support this wonderful event for the young
people of the tri-state area. And they did want to thank Northwestern Oklahoma State University as they hosted the band this week. And we talked to many band members and the instructors, and they really loved it, said they had a great time, were treated just so well. So that really worked out well. Before, they'd stayed in private homes, which was fine, but this seems to work really good.
Yeah, and they did a great job up there coordinating all of that and making their lives easier up there. They performed in the town square, got to the city of Alva, town of Alva, got to kind of get a taste of it as well.
And they are loud. I tell you what, these guys play those horns.
So, Woodward native drum major Isaac Rosales coming in to help out this time. A drum major for the OU band, a Woodward kid.
And that's him down there directing, isn't it?
Yes.
So we have the drum major for the Pride of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Sooner band, who's down here. And they bring in all kinds of people that really know what they're doing with these bands.
The precision with which Brian Britt puts this together is something to behold. There's no stone left unturned.
We have fireworks going off. We have the band going. We have the flag going on. I'm telling you, this is an extravaganza.
This is Americana at its best right here. Fantastic.
You know, there's nothing better than a band on a football Friday night, you know, and obviously it's a Saturday night here in early June, but there's so much pageantry that goes into this event, and the band is a huge part of that.
The huge American flag out there on the field. What a job there by the Honor Band. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Join Whites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whites Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Ready announcer Charlie Throckmort here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Elk BRCA Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, the rodeo starts at 8, following the rodeo, a dance in the arena. How about Thursday at 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, button-busted calf scramble followed by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. Saturday night, same thing, Woodward Event Center, the dance at 10 with another superstar, Josh Warren. Get your tickets now, $12 online or $15 at the gate. Check out the website at woodwardelksrodeo.com.
Back at Boomer Field, the smoke going over the field right now from the fireworks. What a scene we just had here at the stadium. The fireworks going off, the band in the field, and what a game so far right now. 13-7, West leads the East, and here's how we got here. I mean, we had a four-yard touch. We have started on the east side rather with a 66-yard touchdown pass. Ethan Jenlick to Joe Jackson to DeAndre Dunn. The rarely seen double pass there. And then we went into a four-yard touchdown run to even it up from Carson Martinez, and then pulling out in front with a 23-yard Jaden Hall to Hudson Hill touchdown pass is how we got here, why Pope missed that extra point. And we had an interception at the very end there by Mason Price. So great football game so far. And what are you expecting here in the second half, Chris?
You know, what's going to be interesting, I think, is the team that can keep up the intensity. You have the big halftime. You've got a long halftime. You've kind of wound down a little bit from the emotional and the big crowd and everything. And so which team can really make the plays and keep the intensity, especially on defense? Because we've seen with these playmakers, you let up for just a half a second and you're going to get burned.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there competing and they're hitting. This was a very serious West group and a very joyous East group coming into this. And you know, seeing a little bit of that give and take, push and pull, who can wrangle the momentum from the other team a little bit. And big plays have really been the difference. We've seen some big chunk plays that have really broke this thing open.
Yeah, and I think Jaden Hall, just his ability just to continually to move the football just on his sheer physical ability, whether it's passing or running, gives that West team the consistency that got him the lead.
Both those teams out on the field. They're starting to do some stretching, doing some warming up. And we're going to take a break as well, come back and do some stretching and warming up ourselves. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network here at K101.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there's only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-through, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are three owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Woodward Steel, your tri-state leader in steel, wants to remind you that in addition to taking care of all your steel needs, Woodward Steel carries other important materials such as stainless, aluminum, 4-inch to 6-inch PVC pipes and fittings, and so much more. If you're in the shop or out in the field and in need of fabrication materials, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call 580-324-8005 to talk with our staff, or come visit the shop Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 210 48th Street in Woodward. Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. West team leads the East at the half, 13-7. And we want to thank some network stations carrying us. KEYE in Parrington, KKBS at Guymon, KALVAM in Alva, also 99.5, that's 1430 AM, 99.5 FM, KSNZ in Wheeler, and here at KWOX, K101 in Woodward. All the affiliates helping us bring this all, covering a large area tonight, Chris. Really are, just a big swath of three different states.
You know, because this is a network, and we're not used to that. We're used to one station.
We are the network.
They're turning us loose on a network. That's unbelievable they would do that with us.
They're probably regretting it.
Hey, Eric, slip down there and find out about Lovell. See how he's motoring around, since you're right there, and he's looks like he's just down the field from you. See him up, and he's talking to some people, so he must be feeling okay.
He's talking to some kids. He's got his knee iced, so obviously he's kind of limping around a little bit.
Does he seem in good spirits?
Yeah, looks like he's going back out there to kind of join his team.
There he goes. I see him. All right. Not in pads.
Just go right out there and get in the huddle. Go right out there and get in the huddle. Let's hear what they have to say.
They may have a hard time keeping him out of there. He may run on the field and hit somebody anyway. Gabe hits like a truck. We also want to thank Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, Ceiling State Bank, Team Lane Foundation, the Woodward Elks Rodeo next week, Chris. We're going to go right from this into one of the biggest rodeo events.
Are you participating in that, or did you?
I opted out this week. Bad hit. Much like Gabe Love, I got a bad knee. Cut Quarter Horse Production, Consignment Sale, Northwest Crane, Dairy Queen, and Woodward Steel. All great sponsors here from Classic Bowl. Getting ready to kick it off here. We're going to take one more break, come back with half number two. West leads the East 13-7. It's Classic Bowl 34. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.